Hey everybody, special contest this week, very exciting. So we want you guys to go to comedyfoodsports.com and click on the Amazon link if you're going to buy stuff through Amazon. And also go to DraftKings and sign up for a one-day fantasy football, or fantasy any sport for that matter. Really cool concept they have going on. If you ever heard of FanDuel, they're like a better version of that. Anyway, tell us your lineup of what you got, what you set up in DraftKings, or tell us what you bought on Amazon. The two coolest lineups and or purchases from Amazon are going to get a free brand new t-shirt before anybody else can get them out there. It's a Comedy Food Sports t-shirt. So sign up, and we might have other special prizes and other announcements on the way. Now enjoy the show. Long intro.
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Welcome to episode 47, I think. Rodney Hampton.
Close to 40, if not.
John Lynch.
There's the John Lynch, we were trying to think of earlier. Yeah,
welcome to episode 47. We have Bill fucking Burr on the friggin' podcast.
Suck it all.
Bill Burr. Holy balls. I don't even know where to begin. My favorite comedian alive.
We're big time now.
How about that? Yeah, we did just kind of big time everybody there.
Call
like
your
the Kroll and Eisen
him.
Thing, you know, that's kind of wore off at this point. You know? So we needed that new splash.
Yeah, we got nothing now.
Yeah, there's only so many times.
I keep saying Kroll and Eisen, but who else do you get?
Right, exactly. Barely even find it on iTunes. How can we go as like episode 3 to episode like 10 to episode like 14? It might have been a few shit bombs mixed in there, but
we're in Syria.
Yeah, well, we can't get rid of Kroll or Eisen. We got to keep those on forever.
Gotta keep those.
No matter how shitty the podcast was that week. And we were good with Kroll. What about? Anyway, so we got Bill Burr. So we're going to make this a short intro, by the way. We're just going to kind of say hi, and then we're going to play Bill's part because we know that's what everybody wants to hear, and we're not going to stall. We'll front load it out of respect for our fans, especially all the Polish people. We got tons of Polish listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
And
they all sign up on our website.
There's a Polish joke.
I'm sure it has something to do with screen doors on the subways. Submarines. Subways.
Something. I don't know.
That makes sense on submarines. Subways. I think I could use one on Pacquiao. Anyway, another cool thing is Nicholas Elmy from Top Chef. I just hung out with him a little bit. I shouldn't say hung out with him. I talked to him for a little while. We were at our respective daycares. And he's on Top Chef right now. Top Chef New Orleans is still alive.
The weird part is he was there and he doesn't have any kids.
Yeah, exactly.
He's hanging
exactly.
out.
He's
hanging
just,
out at a daycare.
Can I cook for you guys or something? What's up?
You guys need snacks? What's going on here?
So anyway, he's going to be on the show in about a month or two. He just is opening up a new place called Laurel. And it's going to be down in East Passyunk in Philly. A really cool spot, small spot. So he's going to be on the show. So we'll actually have some food stuff for once.
Yay.
We'll talk
Hot
about
dog.
Stupid stuff.
Hot dog.
I want to talk about how dumb people are when it comes to food. That's what I really want to talk about most
people
of the time.
People are idiots when it comes to food.
Like fat. People are so dumb about fat. There's so many like really, really good fats.
Yeah.
So, like coconut oil, you could just fucking eat it all day long and be fine.
Yeah, and
avocados,
people tell you it's horrible. So much.
Well, yeah, and even like animal fat, if it's like from a grass-fed cow, you know, like shit, like that's good for you. Anyway, I don't know where we're going. We lost half
our
audience.
Paula Deen.
Sorry, we already lost the Bill Burr people. he talks about Breaking Bad for you nerds out there. That's all you care about is whether he's going to talk about Breaking Bad.
I still haven't started that show yet.
Yeah, he's got a great line. I don't want to give it away, but he's got a great line about just how big of a fan he is, and then he got to be on the show. We're going to drop things off. Bill's going to talk. By the way, we recorded this before the beloved God's team known as the Boston Red Sox won the World Series. So the first minute or so, just ignore the fact
rigged.
That we're not sure if the Red Sox are going to win the World Series. You know? That's just us being pessimist fucking Red Sox fans like we
rigged,
all are.
By the way.
It was totally rigged. Yep. Yeah. Boston strong.
Yep.
Just like when the Yankees didn't win the World Series right after 9/11.
That's right. It's rigged.
If they would have won, then I'd be on your side.
The Patriots won Super Bowl.
I know. That one was weird, that whole argument. Yeah, it was kind of like, I don't know.
It's rigged.
They were kind of good.
It's all rigged. They were garbage.
Like, the Patriots won. You're like,
Belichick was stealing signs. It's rigged, I'm telling you.
Well, you're stealing signs. No question about that.
Still is.
I love the argument that he hasn't won a Super Bowl since then. It's like, they went like 14-2 the other year.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They're doing all right. They just can't get over the hump because they have, you know, junior college wide receivers. Man. Anyway, did you see that first throw that he got picked off?
Yeah.
And he threw to Gronk. He was like, he did not look away at all. Nah. He's just staring. Me and Bill actually talked about it.
He's just like staring down Gronk right now. Yeah. Like, it's his job. Yeah. He's like, dude, he's probably the other, like, dude, do you see what else I got to work with here?
Yeah.
I'm throwing it to you.
The other tight end's a murderer.
Yeah. As everyone's running out from the huddle, he's just like, he pulls Gronk aside. Hey, it's coming to you again.
Right, exactly. No, not even looking the other way.
No
check down.
No. Look at the running back. I don't even know his name.
Bill vehemently sticks up for Brady, by the way, and says he's still having a phenomenal season. And I agree for that.
He's not having a bad season, especially for what's
they're
around
four
him.
4-2, and they're friggin' best three defensive players are out.
But again, they are playing in the division with the Jets.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins. And the fucking Bills. So.
It's not ragging the Bills. The Bills are beating the Chiefs this week. I bet money on it.
I don't think they will. I'm telling you, I'm saying first loss for the Chiefs is Raiders at home.
No bias there.
Raiders are going to destroy the Eagles this weekend. By the way.
My god! Yeah, they're 2.5-point favorites. Yeah. How bad do you have to be when the Raiders?
Yeah,
are two and
yeah.
Half
I don't think, I don't think the Raiders have been favorites in any. League.
Yeah, just Jacksonville, like week 2.
Yeah,
but that was they were still like they were.
I think
were,
that was a misprint. Too.
Vegas people were on the fence about that.
Yeah, I think that was a misprint.
I got to pick my survivor pick. I'm still going. I'm picking Dallas this week. I can't believe it. But
who are they playing?
At home against Minnesota. And they're like 11-point favorites. Like Vegas thinks they're going to kill them. They just came off a heartbreaking loss.
They're putting up some points.
Yeah, Romo's playing good.
So yeah, they're putting up some points.
All right, we're going to let you go. We're going to listen to Bill, and then we'll come back and talk about football and baseball and everything else
and
that nobody
awesome
wants to listen
fantasy
to.
Team.
Yeah, and Sheldon's awesome fantasy Sweet. Team. Yeah, Philip Rivers again.
No, Dalton,
yeah. Is he on your bench? Because he was on my bench this
not
week.
Not this week.
Sorry. I interrupted myself. That fucking ginger. That's what I was trying to say. We're going to go to break. Bill, speaking of fucking gingers,
ginger.
On the other side, the gingerest ginger of them all will be on the other side. Bill Burr, funniest guy on the planet. He's going to be here in Philadelphia. Good luck getting tickets, but it's at the Tower Theater next weekend, November 9th, 8 o'clock show, and I think 11 o'clock show. Go to Google Tower Theater and Google Bill Burr sold out shows because... Probably they're all probably sold out.
We're going to StubHub.
But once we release this episode, they'll all sell out, of course. But anyway, Bill Burr's on the other side, and then we're going to come back and wrap up the sports weekend and a little bit more about food. And then we'll spend some comedy back. I say go to.
And welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. We have a huge guest with us. Now, we've had Adam Carolla and Rich Eisen on here, and obviously those are two big gets. But for me, this is our biggest get to date. I've seen him forever. I saw him a long, long time ago at the Comedy Works featuring for Charlie Murphy. Since then, I mean, he's been all over Comedy Central. He most recently was on Breaking Bad. He was also on the most recent Sandra Bullock, Melissa McCarthy movie, The Heat. He's really just kind of blown up, and I love to see it. I couldn't be happier. And he's a fellow Sox fan, which is always a bonus. So let me introduce literally my favorite comedian alive right now, Bill Burr. How are you, Bill?
Hey, what's going on? I got to admit, I'm bandwagon Red Sox this year. I haven't watched in a couple of years, got real busy, and that Sweet Caroline song drives me up the wall. So the first two games I watched this year were game one and game two of the divisional series. But I am now fully invested emotionally and will be devastated if we can't win game six or seven. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm actually a little nervous about game six because I don't like the idea of a game seven. Like, I'd rather just, you know, have that little comfort zone.
I'm hoping Walker is going to have a bad game. He's due, but that guy he's been pretty damn impressive so far. So we'll see.
Yeah,
I really hope they wrap it up in six because I look old enough as it is. I don't need to sit through two more of these.
Nice. I'm growing my beard since the playoffs started, so that's my contribution.
Oh, there you go.
So, you know, there's so many things I want to ask you, but like let's start off with the kind of the obvious one right now is Breaking Bad. What was it like to work on that set? That had to be pretty awesome.
And it was, what made it even more awesome was I was just as big a fan of that show as anybody else was. So after being fully invested in all the characters, the storyline, and wondering where it was going for three seasons, I ended up booking a role on it in the fourth season, and it was the most surreal thing, coolest thing ever. It'd be like if you were a fan of Star Wars and all of a sudden one movie you get to play like a stormtrooper and you're standing next to like Darth Vader or something. It was unreal. could not have had a better experience, and you know, I'm really sad it's over. Not even just as an actor, I mean just as a fan of the show, I loved the ending and I think it was the perfect amount of time. I just wish, I love that they stretched out the fifth season to a part one and part two. I was like, yeah, make it last as long as you can. As bad as I wanted to see what was going to happen, I also didn't want it to end. So I may have mixed emotions.
Yeah, I hear you. I kind of felt that way about like the British Office. I was like, I thought it was perfectly done, but at the same time, I wish somehow they could have made more of them.
Well, those British shows, they know when to leave. And I would even say, like, those guys, Flight of the Conchords. If you watch their show, they did two awesome seasons. There's not one bad episode. And, you know, to this day, people are still like, I wish it went longer. And that's one of the oldest show business things there is. Leave them wanting more, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Now they're selling out, you know, arenas or theaters all over.
Well, that's good. They're great.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, what's it like to, you know, you worked with Pacino and Walken recently. I think, wasn't Alan Arkin in that movie too, or no?
Yes, he was. I didn't have any scenes with him, but he was in the movie.
Yeah, what was it like on that set? That's some huge names, obviously.
Yeah, I was definitely intimidated to, you know, to do. I think I had a couple of panic attack dreams where, you know, Walken and Pacino, I walk on set and they're like, who the hell is this? Get this guy out of here. But fortunately, they could not have been any nicer. I gotta tell you, Al Pacino, I can't believe I'm talking about him. He was really warm guy, really nice guy, and both of them seemed to be loving making a movie as much as anybody else ever. You know, they still had the passion for it. They were great. And they, you know, there was a couple times I was like, I remember saying, hey, is it okay if I do this? And Walken's like, yeah, do whatever you want. You know, have fun. It was really, you know, the stereotype is that once somebody gets to a certain point in this business that they forget how to be a human being, but they, that was not the case. They were awesome, awesome guys.
Oh, that's really cool. That's awesome to hear. So let's kind of go back a little bit then. How'd you get your start? I know you're in Boston. I think you're with Bobby Kelly and Dane Cook and those guys. Is that right?
Yeah, Patrice O'Neill, Bob Marley. I started off with a bunch of really, really great comics. Patrice, of course, rest his soul, was the best.
Yeah,
I started. I did a Nick's Comedy Stop in Boston. Had a contest find Boston's funniest student. And college student, you know, it was a ploy to get a bunch of drunk college kids in there drinking and watching their friends bomb on stage. But that's how I got my start.
Nice.
I didn't do great, but I didn't do bad. I kind of just did okay, but I knew I loved it, so
yeah,
been with it ever since.
That's great. And did you guys all move to New York together, or was it one at a time? Or
yeah, we all loaded up the station wagon. We put a couple of mic stands in there. No, we kind of went down. I think Dane went down. It was a long time ago. I believe Dane went down first. And then I think he came back. Then I went down. And then then Patrice came. No, then Bobby came down, and then Patrice. I can't remember. It was so long ago.
Yeah.
I think Dane went out to L.A.
Okay, yeah, and then he.
But we all slugged it out in those open mic rooms, and then moved up to Dick Doherty rooms, and but you know, we stayed there, speaking like The Office in Flight of the Conchords. We stayed in Boston for the perfect amount of time. We all stayed there for about 3 years, got our stuff together, and moved on to New York for the next challenge.
That's great, and that had to be great for you guys to, you know, the competitive side, to kind of keep up with each other.
Yeah, it was always a healthy thing. It was more like, you know, what Dane and Patrice were doing was so original that it was great for anybody around it to just, you know, if you were figuring out how to be a comic, it was great to see two people be like that.
That's awesome. That's really cool. So, what was there anything specific that brought you out to L.A.? I know you're in New York for like 10 years or so.
Yeah, I just could kind of gone as far as I could go. I wasn't getting any acting work, and I came out to L.A., and I liked it. I liked the idea of having a car. And, you know, New York is the Paris of the United States, but it really, it wears on you after a while, and it's like life doesn't have to be that hard, man. Like, I got sick of smelling my neighbor's food and hearing their arguments. And I just wanted some space, and, you know, I don't buy into that crap. You know, you lose New York, you leave New York, you're going to lose your edge. It's like, well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on edge grinding my teeth while I'm sleeping for the rest of my life. I would like to have some, I'd like to have a smile on my face.
Right.
Maybe have rosy cheeks around the holidays. I wouldn't mind that, you know?
Hilarious. Tell us about the podcast. Obviously, you're one of the kind of the original people to really kind of consistently do the podcast thing, even before it was people like me were starting to do them, and everybody on the block has one now.
I would say I was probably part of the third wave.
Okay.
Third wave, but I was one of the first couple of waves out there. But yeah, I love doing the podcast. It's I enjoy it the same way I enjoy doing stand-up and acting. It's just a creative thing. It's fun. I don't really have anybody... You know, nobody's telling me what to do, what to say. I mean, that's right up my alley because I never liked having a boss. So it's definitely been it's been fun, and it's really helped my career.
That's great. That's really cool. I love how I remember way back when it was just like being posted on MySpace till now, they've kind of kept that format of it's, you know, like a Monday morning rant. It's not, you know, you're not having these big name guests. You're not having, you know, sponsors left and right. You haven't really changed the format. You're not doing live, you know, all these live shows or anything like that. You really kept things the same, which is really cool.
Yeah, I'm going AC/DC with it. I found something that worked, and I'm just going to ride it for as long as I can.
Just lay down that 4/4 drum beat, and you're good to go.
There you go. Exactly.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about your current tour. You're coming to the Tower Theater November 9th. I'm actually, my birthday's on the 5th, so my wife got me tickets for that night. So I'm obviously really excited. But is it like a new hour? What can people kind of expect?
Oh, yeah, I definitely have a brand new hour since the last time I was in Philly. I've been there a couple of years. It's some of the most fun stuff that I've written. I'm just having a great time out on the road, and, my big thing is I'm out here in L.A. for the next 10 days, so I really got to make sure I go out to the clubs and stay sharp because, people pay good money to see you. You got to make sure you give them the best show you can give them, so I'm really looking forward to coming out there. I played that venue one other time. It's just such a cool place. I love the marquee. I love the whole area that it's in. That whole Upper Darby, man, that's a trip. I never drove through there before, man.
Yeah, it's a different world.
It really is, and it's interesting, and the people are fun, but then there's that other side that you just look at it like, Americans shouldn't have to be living like this, you know what I mean? We really need to help our own here.
Oh, yeah, there's parts that are really bad, for sure. I was going to say one little random fun note that Upper Darby has is that diner in, I don't know if you saw the Silver Linings Playbook.
No.
So Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper meet at a diner, and it's right there. I mean, it's just down the road from, well, not just down the road. It's within a couple blocks of the Tower Theater, but it's actually in Upper Darby, which is really cool.
All right.
Yeah.
So what, not because they made a movie there, does everybody go there and you can't get a seat?
Probably, I would assume so, just for a shitty cup of coffee, you know?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, movies have a tendency, they find the cool locations because they look awesome, and then inadvertently they ruin them.
Yeah, that was always the joke.
That happened in Good Will Hunting. There was this place in Cambridge where a place called, it was just called The Tasty or something like that, and he came in, great greasy burger, one of those places, little hole in the wall, like five stools, but, it got a little crowd or whatever, but after that movie came out, it just was, it was like, it literally became like a touristy sort of landmark thing for a little bit.
That's hilarious. That was always the joke after the movie Swingers came out, all those kind of little secret underground places, they couldn't, they weren't secret and underground anymore, and they blew up.
Oh, yeah, the Dresden with those two old people who sing. They're still down there.
That's awesome.
They're still down there. People still go there. I went there one time with my girlfriend, and I was just like, "This, I don't get it. I don't get, like, these people stink."
Yeah.
All right. No, but that's what's funny. No, it isn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like they're stinking on purpose. They could be good, but they're deliberately being bad. Then that's funny. But if they just stink, I don't want to watch people on stage who just stink. Like, I feel bad for them.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to watch people bombing, but then people are going down there, they kind of laugh at them. And, you shouldn't have to humiliate yourself like that.
Yeah, exactly. It becomes like a clown show almost or whatever. Circus act. one thing I've always been intrigued about, and I'm not sure if I've heard you talk about it at length. When you first got started, you got on a TV show, right? The Townies, what's it called?
Oh, yeah. That was like my first acting gig.
How'd that work out? Because I know it was like really early on, right? I thought, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I don't know, work out. Well, we got canceled, so it didn't work out too good. But it was fun. But I was really young, and I didn't know what I was doing, didn't understand the business and that thing. But it was, I met a lot of great people. But, it was kind of weird. I mean, I'd only been in the business like 3.5 years, and I wasn't making any money. And then I went from making no money to all of a sudden being on a TV show and then making money for like a month or so, and then it goes off the air, and you go right back down to where you are at. So it was like, yeah, it was kind of like, I was standing on the ground and somebody just lifted me up in the air like 2 miles and then drops me. that's kind of like what it was, and it took me a while to try and remember why I got back into the... It was a couple-year hangover where I was like, oh, well, I need to get back on a TV show. I need to be making that money again to feel successful, and it took me a couple years to get back on track to be like, oh, wait a minute. I got in this business because I wanted to become a good comedian, so I need to focus on that, and, you know, and it was through doing that and just watching other comics getting acting work through their stand-up specials that I realized, like, look, just go hard in the comedy, keep taking the acting classes so when the opportunities come, you know how to act, but, you know, comedy is that's your meal ticket.
Right, exactly.
And then also, now that I'm getting acting work, I still do stand-up. Like, that's a crazy thing to do, I think, is once you get the acting work to stop doing stand-up, because the great thing about stand-up is what you have is a steady job in one of the most volatile industries there are. I mean, I don't know how actors do it. I mean, you can literally go from being on a TV show to within, like, 5 years of that. You know, if you, for some reason, are typecast, you don't have any money, you have to go back and get a day job. I mean, I don't know how actors deal with that. I think being a working actor, making your money just acting, to me, is infinitely more difficult than making your money as just being a stand-up comedian, I feel.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. You know, I always said, you made me think of it when you said 5 years down the road after being on a TV show. I always thought there was a show, that show Rescue Me that Dennis Leary did, the chief kills himself at like the end of season 3, I want to say. He just shoots himself and the season ends. And the first thing that popped into my mind was not like, what was the story behind that? It was more, what's that the actor going to do now? Like, he's got this steady gig and now he's off an awesome TV show.
Well, because you basically... you get to act when they let you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you have an act, you're in the driver's seat and you book yourself. Now, obviously, your ticket sales can go up and down throughout your career, but you can always go out and make enough money to put some Cheerios on the table for yourself. Maybe some pancakes during the good times or whatever. But, as long as you don't go out spending your money like, when it runs through your fingers like water, you should be all right.
Yeah, exactly. Cool, so I know your time's kind of limited, so let's make sure we get in the food and sports topics real quick here. Any food in particular? You got like a weak spot while you're on the road or anything like that's your favorite?
Well, I'm big time into cooking, man. I love to cook. Like this week I'm going to try homemade ravioli for the first time.
Oh, nice.
And, I always make pumpkin bread around the holidays, on Halloween. I carve a pumpkin, I make pumpkin bread.
Nice.
Believe it or not, I can actually, I'm really good at baking.
Oh, wow.
I like it, man. That's why I like making homemade pasta. It's like the little boy in the mud puddle again. You know, you get to make that sloppy mess.
Oh,
crap in, you're like mixing it with your hands. You're just making a mess. I love it.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite things in the world, homemade pasta. By the way, with the raviolis, are you doing it like all hand cut, or do you have one of those little frames that you can put it in?
I took a pasta making class. I like the frame one that lets everybody know that you did it by hand, but I watched this old Italian lady, this guy filmed his grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. She starts it out, she's from Italy. She's like, Semolina, and she's sitting there putting the whole thing together, and you know it's the real deal. But she even used one of those, and I just thought the presentation of it looked really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually on my list of things to do this week, because I have to go buy one of those. And I like grilling too. I smoked a pork shoulder about a month ago with a buddy of mine. He taught me how to do it. We cooked it a little too high, so it wasn't quite pulled pork. So I think we want our temperature at about 160. I think we were up around 180, and that kind of made the difference. So.
Mm-hmm.
I got that big green egg, which I highly recommend.
Oh, yeah, those things are awesome.
Oh, yeah, they're insane, and I bought a rib rack for that thing I haven't done yet. I did try one pizza, and I failed miserably on that one. I don't think I let it rise long enough with the yeast and stuff. I'm not good with yeast yet, but I'm going to take a class on that crap.
Yeah. Yeast is, especially if you're going to use like the real yeast, that's tricky. If you use just the stuff you buy in the little packets or whatever, that's
not easy. But I did buy a Dutch oven recently, and I made some short ribs in there that were unbelievable.
Ah, short ribs.
Is I found the recipe on the internet and I didn't save it, and now I'm trying to search for it. Remember you find a YouTube video that you love and you forget what to search for and you can't find the damn thing?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going through right now with that short rib thing. The only thing I messed up was I didn't cut the carrots the right way. I made little circles, and I was supposed to be those little, like, long little, like, almost looks like a shank. Whatever you call that cut.
Oh, yeah, like the diagonal style. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's the only thing I messed up.
Yeah, short ribs are one of my favorite things in the world to make. Did you like cook them for a couple hours the night before and then let them marinate overnight, or?
It was just all in the same day, but like they cooked for hours. It was like 6 hours, so they just fell off the bone.
Ah, it's so good.
It fell off, and it was really cool. Like, we got this great butcher just opened up in my neighborhood, like top shelf thing, and they went down there and they literally took the ribs out and cut them.
Oh, wow.
Half to make them short ribs. It was pretty awesome, and I ordered the pork shoulder from them, and they give you all kinds of tips, and they really know their stuff over there. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. Sounds like a good find in LA for sure.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. LA! I'm telling you, LA has some of the. I would actually. It might be a little better than New York as far as the cuisine out here. It's crazy. I mean, obviously, the Italian and the pizza is not, it's not, a, it's something about the air out here that's just, it's too dry.
Okay.
People thought it was the water. Now they're figuring out it's the air. So this time of year, it gets foggy and it starts to rain for about a month. And I was thinking, you know what, this is a good time to try to make a pizza out here. Maybe it'll taste good.
Interesting. Very cool. So let's move on to sports real quick before we wrap up. Obviously, we talked about the Sox already. What do you think about Brady? Do you think it's all? Do you think he actually is slowing down, or do you think he's got nobody to throw to, or what do you think the story is there?
It absolutely boggles my mind that people think Brady is having one of his best seasons. The fact that, tell me another quarterback with what he's been working with can have them be 6-2. Aaron Hernandez went to jail. He went to jail. Okay? Now, obviously, beyond the tragedy, if you just look at it in an NFL way, we lost that guy and got nobody for him. No draft picks, no nothing. So he's out. Before we found out he was allegedly murdering people, we let Wes Welker go.
Yeah.
So those were our guy, and Gronk was out. So he's had nobody to throw to, and then on the other side of the ball, our top guys at each level of our defense. Since Wilfork is out, Mayo is out, that's our best defensive lineman and our best linebacker, and then Aqib Talib, our best cornerback, is out. So,
yeah,
the fact that we've been able to be 6-2 is incredible, but like Brady's numbers being down and all that, he's got, they're just dropping balls right and left, trust me.
Oh yeah!
I gotta tell you, this is the thing too, is we're 6-2, and I mean we did beat the Saints, but other than that, we haven't played anybody. We played Buff, like the AFC East is really weak. We played the Jets twice, went 1-1 with them. We beat the Dolphins, and we beat the Dolphins with the help of the Dolphins and mainly the referees. We beat the Bills. Who else did we beat? We lost to the Bengals, and we beat Tampa.
Yeah.
I think we have the Colts coming up and the Broncos coming up, and believe me, I'm not looking forward to those games. But I do have faith in Bill Belichick that hopefully we won't get embarrassed. But Tom Brady is by no means finished. If he had the personnel around him, like, look, you don't drop off from last year to this year like that. Unless you were doing steroids, which I obviously don't think he was doing.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. He's actually in one of my fantasy leagues. He's one of my quarterbacks, and I just keep playing him. I just, like, sooner or later, I think he's just
going to... Yeah, well, you probably want to let him go because he doesn't have the people around him.
I watched him last week, and he was all he was trying to do was get it into Gronk's hands. He didn't care about anybody else in the field. He was just like, he's the only one he knew.
Yeah, I know. That's why he threw that pick in the beginning. He didn't even look off the defense. He looked at Gronk the whole play.
Yeah, exactly.
But whatever, we won the game, so that's good.
Yeah, exactly. They're still going to win the AFC East either way. That's the way I see it as. Cool. So, you know, I know we're kind of running out of time, so we'll wrap things up. Where can we find you on Twitter? It's at Bill Burr, right?
That's right.
And then is it
Bill Burr on Twitter, and BillBurr.com has all my stand-up dates and has my podcast right on there.
Perfect. Okay, cool. We'll have links for tickets for the show and links to your site and Twitter and all that good stuff in the podcast. And then we'll have this up probably, I'm guessing Friday morning is going to be actually up, but I'll tweet it out to you when it's up, and we'll front load it with your interview, so people will I'm sure will tune in.
Okay, well send out a tweet about it, and I'll retweet.
Awesome, thanks so much, man. It's really been a privilege. I don't know if I had told. I guess I didn't tell you this earlier, but when I first started doing stand up, I emailed you a few times. This is like 2004-ish, give or take 2005. I emailed you a bunch of times. You always had really good feedback for me, which was cool because you had no idea who I was or anything like that. So it was really awesome.
Good deal.
Thanks.
Look at it, worked out for you. Now look at you, I'm on your show. That's show business.
Yeah, go figure, full circle. All right, thanks so much, man, and I'll see you in a couple weeks either way because I'm going to that show.
Oh, beautiful. All right, thanks again for helping me promote my show.
No problem. Take care, Bill.
All right, see ya.
Actually, Nerd Jesus died in the last year, right? Steve Jobs. Yeah, he died, right? I know, a lot of nerds here tonight. I know, you're sad. I didn't get the big deal they made about that guy. When he died, they were like, he changed the world. That's insane. He changed the world. The world was one way. And then Steve Jobs came, and it was another. What did he do? Somebody, for the love of God, what the fuck did that guy do? What did he do? He told other people what to invent? I want my entire music collection in that phone. Get on it! Right? And then these poor, nameless, faceless scientists gotta go in a back room and figure it out. How the fuck are we gonna get all of this into this? I mean, what year does this guy think this is? This is crazy. This is like Buck Rogers. Dude, my kid has a birthday in like 11 months. Steve Jobs just walking by. I don't hear any thinking going on in there. Just strutting around the office, eating some pretentious fruit like a pear. Right? Just throwing out ideas. Another one just came up with on the way to work. I was reading a magazine the other day, turning pages, you know? I'd like to turn pages on a screen that aren't even there. Yeah, wrap your fucking heads around that, guys! See you in 8 years! Where you going, Michael? Big, little, get on it! Right? And all these people slave away to make his vision come true. And then they have the big nerd fest, right? Down there, Comic-Con, and all their nerd mecca. They're all showing up with their acne and their Hulk shirts, limping into the arena, right? Does Steve Jobs go out with a whole chorus line of scientists? No, he goes out there by himself. Sneakers and no belt, like it was no biggie, right? like he's Tesla. Tapping into the atmosphere. I know, this is always uncomfortable. I know, you bought into it, right? That whole advertising, the way they aligned themselves with some of the greatest people of all time. Jesus, Gandhi, me! Remember that? Muhammad Ali, John Lennon, this guy! How the fuck was that dude like any of them? Gandhi didn't have a sweatshop. Nah, he didn't have people leaping to their deaths only to catch a net and get ricocheted back through the window to have to put together yet another iPad. John Lennon didn't have children in his basement pressing those fucking albums. I know, I know. New phone can't fit the old charger. This is your hero. This is the guy. This is what all the silence is about.
We're just going to record the boring talk about fantasy
football.
People like Bill Burr putting us to sleep. Now let's talk about exciting stuff. Come on.
That's my fantasy football team. That's
the
greatest. I got Kaepernick who keeps
letting you down.
Yeah. I went to the Ginger. The Ginger's now my new favorite person.
I should have started the Ginger over Brady. I did this week. He's playing tonight. I hope he's doing tonight. Well.
He's probably blowing him out the water.
I don't trust him, man.
I know. That's the thing. You can't trust a Ginger.
Yeah. Somebody at work was like, well, he had a huge week last week. He's obviously going to come back and have another good.
No.
He's never done that ever.
He
didn't even do that shit.
Matter of fact, that logic does not even speak to anything in the NFL.
Where'd he go? Like TCU or something? He didn't even do it there.
Yeah, TCU.
He was TCU. That's right. Didn't he have his head shaved in TCU or something? I don't remember the ginger part. Anyway.
I think he had the ginger comb over.
Did
he?
Okay. There's somebody that had their head shaved that year, I feel like, that was on one of those teams. Might have been the Boise State guy or something. Another upset pick. Houston over Indy. Casey, whatever his name is. So Vegas.
Case Keenum.
Yeah, Vegas.
Case Keenum.
Vegas thinks that, at least.
I need Aaron Foster to do something. That motherfucker's done nothing.
He's out.
He's playing.
Is he going to play?
Yeah, he said he's playing.
Yeah, shit.
He's doing nothing for me. I'm getting more points from Tolbert right now.
Like Darren Sproles. Well, he's had a couple of good games, but the last couple of weeks. Like, he had zero for me last week.
Yikes.
Like, what the fuck does he get zero for? Darren Sproles, wasn't a PPR, which you never want to pick him up in a non-PPR.
Nah, so
oh, God, did we lose everybody?
Everyone.
Even Poland's gone.
Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye.
So first, we got to talk about the greatest franchise in the history of franchises. And I'm, of course, talking about Dairy Queen. Now, the Red Sox won the World Series. I don't want to sit here and gloat and talk about all this great stuff. I just want to laugh about Victorino being overpaid.
I do like that.
3 years, $36 million. They set the friggin' bar high. First off, they set the bar high, which means they could scoop up Napoli and Gomes and all these other guys at a lower price because the higher people are it's got it so inflated.
Yeah.
And he ended up being worth a $36 million.
Yeah, he actually was. And that's, the funny part about it for me is whenever these Philly guys leave and they swear there's nothing left of them, like Dawkins even. Dawkins went to Denver and had two more Pro Bowl years.
Yeah, Dawkins is a beast.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, Victorino, he was the heart and soul of your team. Why would you get the money you pay for that, even if you do overprice, it's worth it to keep your locker room happy. I mean, I guarantee you the Red Sox love him in that locker room.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Between him and Big Poppy, you can't say that wasn't probably one of the most fun locker rooms you've ever been in.
Oh, my God, yeah, Big Poppy's
It's probably just so relaxed in that locker room. Yeah. Like, they probably just fucking... It's probably like almost like a
fucking big beers and they yank on them.
Yeah, it was like a big frat house for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that kind of chemistry on a team when your team isn't worried about losing.
Yeah, and
they win.
They're not that good of a team. Even close.
They're a good team.
Oh, great
but
team.
Individually, they're not. They're not standout players.
They picked up guys like Gomes and Napoli and like Mike Karp. And I remember them picking him up and I'm like, where is that going to get you? Even Victorino. I was like, where's that going to get you? And then it was like, you guys are a fucking team.
Okay.
And you have the best coach in the
league. Now here goes my conspiracy. Now this is the B side to that. The inflated salaries of Dodgers, Yankees are starting to get out of control.
Yep.
You got the whole Boston bombing thing going on.
Now
you get a team.
Baseball wants to
wants to get the lower.
The lower salaries have won a lot, though, in the last 10 years. Same with the Giants.
Yeah, they have
the
won. They
like,
have
even
won
the Cardinals
a lot.
For that,
they have won a lot, but not as much. It wouldn't be as big a deal because this is a franchise that is one of the main franchises. So now you're like, all
you know what? It's not a conspiracy, though.
Why?
Because Boston, LA would have got way bigger ratings.
And
it still would have been back to the David versus Goliath thing.
Yeah, and the money versus
Adrian Gonzalez and Josh Beckett and all those guys.
Yeah, still. I'm going with it.
Yeah.
I'm a conspiracy theorist, man.
The Yankees would have won against the Diamondbacks after 9/11, I would have agreed with a conspiracy call for almost all sports all the time.
Yeah.
I will say there's one guy who was on the Sklar Brothers. He's a comedian, and he used to work for the L.A. like VIP office, like just took care of a pair of VIP stuff. And he knows that it's rigged. Like, he knows it because he saw, like, several things, and I don't remember the exact things, but, like, they knew when the Lakers were going to win at one point, and there's like 6 minutes left in the game. They weren't even winning at the time.
Yeah.
And they were already setting up a celebratory thing. There was a bunch of shit.
Or like the whole thing with the Heat last year where they were bringing out the whole championship for the Who were they playing?
The Mavericks.
Yeah, they're bringing out, no, not Mavericks.
I'm like 2 or 3 years out.
Was it Spurs? Yeah, they were bringing out the championship thing. I think that was like for drama effect.
Oh,
like,
of course, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, you're not going to bet against.
You can't
LeBron
come to
James.
Philly and fuck with Michael Carter Williams. I mean, LeBron should know.
Who is that kid? Who? Where
Hughes,
come
baby.
From?
What? Hughes. Oh. Syracuse boy.
There you go.
I never thought he would transcend, man.
You know what
I thought
was?
He came out too early.
The Heat probably were just like, it's.
They were exhausted. Season. They had the Bulls the night before.
Yeah. And the celebration of the rings.
Yeah.
Guaranteed they were out partying.
And
they,
he had Iverson to like pump up the Sixers. And, yeah, you know, well, you had fucking Spencer Hawes dropping threes.
I just, you they know,
were up 19 to nothing at one point.
Yeah, 19 to 2, I saw at one point. You know what I would love to see? The jeweler who was watching TV that Allen Iverson owed money for that necklace.
Oh, yeah.
It
yeah.
was probably like.
He's on South Street. I bet you I know
yeah,
who
he's
he is.
Probably like, this motherfucker owes me money. Yeah, he's, got, yeah. he's wearing my necklace on TV yeah, right now.
Exactly.
Iverson, man. That's a sad story.
Mm, at least he came out, like, all right, now. You know, it took a long time.
He's still
but,
broke, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how. Yeah, I don't think he's as broke as people say, though. But.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure they're never as broke as people. I'm yeah. sure they took money and put it away for his kids and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think Turkey was big for him. Like, I think you take that out, he'd be a lot
yeah,
more broke.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
you know, he just got $2 million a year for like 3 years.
Yeah, doing nothing,
playing
just
a couple days a week.
Him and Tracy McGrady.
McGrady should be so good. That was such a disappointment.
The biggest disappointment in yeah. the history of the league, dude.
Yeah, I think that's a true statement. I don't think
yeah,
who could
between
be
him and
Stromile Swift.
Yeah, or Anthony Hardaway.
Mm.
I mean, but he was
yeah, Anthony got hurt a lot.
There was injuries on that one.
Yeah, or McGrady got hurt to get him out.
Or my favorite was Darius Miles. Remember him?
Oh yeah, yeah, Cleveland. 21
fists on the head.
Yeah. He yeah. played everywhere, right?
Yeah,
he was.
He
came straight out of high school.
Yeah, he came out of high school.
He was KG2.
Portland, he went to Dallas.
Yeah.
You know what I was trying to figure out yesterday? Tyson Chandler, was he in straight to?
He was, yeah, him and.
And
they got picked in
Eddie
the
Curry, right?
Eddie Curry, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and Tyson turned out to be all right.
Yeah, Tyson's not bad. I mean, he's. Yeah. For a straight out high school guy, he's not bad. He's
yeah.
no Sean Kemp.
He's no Kwame Brown, you know.
But. He's no Sean Kemp. He's no Kwame Brown. Kwame Brown's still in the Sixers, right?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I thought they still had him signed.
Yeah, maybe. They got a couple other young guys.
He's garbage.
They actually got a good like squad to like build off of.
Yeah, and Noel Nerlens.
They just need
Noel.
A star. Yeah, they need.
He's awesome.
He's not going to play at all this year, which sucks. But
what a waste of a pick.
Man. I know.
What a waste of a pick.
Well, it was funny, and I actually commented about this on Twitter. When the day that it was released that they weren't going to play him at all. It wasn't even officially released, but that's just what sources said. They had a living social deal for their home opener.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
They won, so it was a good deal. You
yeah,
know,
that
worked
yeah.
out.
But like I said, I think the Heat were just, you're exhausted. You really don't care about us
yeah.
winning against
and
the Sixers.
And no Dwayne Wade either.
Yeah, you know, Wade was out.
A difference.
Probably banging his hot wife, Gabrielle Union.
Didn't they break up or no?
Did they?
I thought they got divorced or something. I thought it like just happened like this year.
Oh, okay, well,
was
know.
It Gabrielle though?
Gabrielle Union, yeah, the one who played.
Yeah, then I'm thinking it. He might have been with somebody before that. Maybe okay. that's maybe she's post divorce because she was with like a Jamal Anderson or one of those guys. I'm totally wrong, but it was an Atlanta Falcon. I'm pretty sure.
At one point, I think I think she was, but I know she was seeing him. I don't remember where.
Okay, yeah, it probably was post divorce for him.
Who knows?
Anyway, good gossip on the Heat.
Yeah.
What else do we have to talk about?
Let's see. Football.
We had a huge announcement coming, by the way. I know we've said this again a few times.
Yes,
it's very close to happening. I would say it's slightly smaller than what we thought it was, but still awesome. I still think it's a huge announcement.
Yeah,
nobody
huge.
Knew what the original announcement would have been
exactly,
anyway.
So no, so, can't disappoint them.
We're stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck it.
So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We're going to wrap things up. We're going to, since it's Halloween tonight, technically, we're going to go over some favorite costumes, favorite, hint, hint, George Zimmerman.
Sexy schoolgirl.
So, yeah. So we're going to go over some favorite candies, most importantly. We're going to rank them, just
Martin.
Like we did the French fry ranking last week.
Yeah.
I was homesick. My wife got me waffle fries just because she listened to the podcast and heard that was number one of my
list. It's the curly fries.
But they were done right. They were done right.
Yeah,
if they were
fries.
Dry. Yeah, curly fries are the safest.
Curly fries are the safest.
Stop it with the Arby's spices. All right, we'll see you in a minute.
teens, operator, please pass me back to my mind.
And we are back. Exciting stuff in the Comedy Food Podcast.
I ran a mile.
For any of us that's still with us, thank you, Poland. We're going to come back, or not come back, but we're going to do some food stuff.
Yay.
We talked about food a little bit with Mr. Burr.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween. So we're going to talk about candies. So we're going to go a little back and forth here. So 10... Oh, excuse me.
There you go.
Can we cut that out and post that disgusting burp? We have got 9 most hated Halloween candies. I don't know why they didn't do 10. Just because of the Huffington Post, and they got to be douchey.
Yes, they are. And then
we're going to do a top 10, and then we're going to kind of give our own choice here. So number one for me is Good and Plenty. There's not even a debate there.
Yeah, Good and Plenty is
I don't even know
disgusting.
If they're that bad anymore. I just think I hated people that had them so much.
I think they are disgusting. I think they will always
they
be disgusting.
Are. Yeah.
It's like licorice.
They're actually with Mike and Ike's. I don't think they should be in the same ballpark at all.
No.
They always came with Mike and Ike's. Right? Yeah, it's just the same company or whatever.
It takes like licorice and they have a hard candy shell. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's pretty much the grossest thing ever.
Yeah.
They have this list has candy corn, which I semi agree with. I wouldn't put it number one. It is gross. Actually, as a Halloween, somebody's giving that away, it's gross.
Yeah, especially the weirdos who don't have it in bags. They just kind of open the bag. Put
it's
it in your bag.
Super creepy.
And you're like,
yeah.
Why do I want your hand all over my shit?
When's the last time you washed your hands?
Yeah. I just saw you grab your balls.
Mary Jane's.
I like Mary
number
Jane's.
Number 2. Yeah, I do too. I don't know if I agree with that. Fiddle Honey's 3. I don't agree with that. Tootsie Rolls are 4. I'll give them that because it's a very disappointing. No, Good and Plenty's 5.
At 4, yeah, I would say Tootsie
it's
Rolls.
It's a very disappointing. I like Tootsie Rolls in general. Like, not a lot, but I like them enough where I would not put them at the shitty
You know the
end.
Ones? You know the ones I did like when they had the flavored ones?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't like the regular chocolate ones.
The regular ones, here's the thing. I don't mind them. They're really hard, which is annoying.
Yeah.
But I hated them as Halloween.
Yeah,
candy.
If you get them in the bag, you're
like, it's always
why
annoying.
Would you give me the shitty
you
ones?
Know what, for me, I'd rank really high on the shitty list only because it annoyed me when people gave them out were Three Musketeers and Milky Way. Because they're like retarded, not as good. They're just not Snickers. They're like Snickers are the bomb. And
Milky Way, I don't mind though because
Milky Way is literally no peanuts. It's the Snickers are no peanuts.
Yeah. So I don't
and
mind
then
that.
I just never liked it because it's like, well, why would you get rid of the best part of the fucking candy bar?
You know
I'm also a peanut whore. I'll literally eat a jar of peanut butter in
the
a
ones
week.
I always hated getting were Twizzlers.
Twizzlers, yeah.
Because if Twizzlers are old, they taste like shit.
I could see that.
And 9 times out of 10.
Or if they were the other ones, the vines or whatever.
The pool
red
ones,
vines.
Yeah. Those ones.
I know people love them. But
they
I
always
don't know.
Disturb me.
Andy Samberg likes them, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Pippin. Red vine equals crazy delicious. I don't know. I would rank Three Musketeers pretty high for sure.
Three Musketeers is...
Which is weird because I'd rank that like the Tootsie Roll. I don't think it's bad. I just get annoyed when I got them.
Yeah, see,
I didn't mind Smarties.
Smarties I did
feel
like.
They kind of mixed it up every once in a while.
Yeah, I like... Just
Whoppers? Shut the front door. I got some downstairs.
Whoppers...
I'm not like crazy about them, but
Whoppers.
I wouldn't put them like that low. Whoppers are like the malted.
I'm trying to think. Is it Whoppers or is it? No, Whoppers are the ones I don't like because the fact that
they're not milk duds.
No, I grew up in England and they have these ones called Maltesers.
Yeah,
that are 10 times better.
Yeah, I believe it.
And
because actually, it's malt.
Yeah, and then when when we got here, you get Whoppers as compared to that.
Yeah,
you want to go fucking kill whoever made those. So.
Oh, by the way, somebody had a good tweet that said, if you plan on giving away toothbrushes instead of, or it said, don't plan on giving away toothbrushes for Halloween unless you're already planning on changing out that window or something that.
Did you see the lady in, I think it was like Iowa or something like that, who's giving out letters to the kids she thought were like moderately obese?
Oh,
she's
my God.
Giving them out to say,
what
like, to the parents.
Whore.
Yeah, to the parents saying, I think your child's moderately obese and maybe... Instead of candy, it takes a village to raise a child, so I'm giving you this letter to let you know, as a village, we failed. And it's like, why would you give that to a kid?
Iowa, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, very true.
People
exactly.
move to the center of the country to get fat.
Yeah, exactly. It says around, do nothing.
Daniel Tosh would say, eat fried mayonnaise balls.
Oh, God. Have sex with animals.
Well, I mean, that's just good fun.
Yeah, that's
good, clean
it's
living.
Weekend. It's a weekend thing.
It's just the way it used
to
be.
Something to do.
The good old days. Things that aren't candy, like apples and stuff like that. I get that argument. I just would always throw them out, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Raisins, I'll give them that one.
Yeah, raisins. Are
people used to give away raisins, those little Sun Mist ones or whatever, the little red ones.
Little box.
I used to always give those away. I used to know. I don't even like chocolate covered raisins.
No,
really, so.
I don't like chocolate. I don't like chocolate covered fruit. Chocolate covered fruit. Period.
Yeah, I don't like fruit involved in my candy at all.
Not when you're. It's like.
It's like ice cream. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Don't give me fucking strawberry ice cream.
No. And you're lying to yourself that
peanut butter ice
it's healthier
cream.
It's or like something.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the yogurt ice cream. It's like it's the sugar that's bad for you. It's not the cream. I hate to break it to you.
Exactly.
It's the sugar that's going to make you freaking chop your left foot off at the hospital.
Exactly. As your foot goes into diabetic shock.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was the cream.
So this, I don't even know what website this is. All I see is the title says the undisputed 10 best traditional Halloween candy choices. And the list goes, these are all together, so I'm going to get angry quickly, I think. Take this.
Number one undisputed from the Aspie Reese's.
What are these again? The fruit savers?
Lifesavers, fruit savers. Yeah, they're disgusting.
Give me a break. Oh, all right. So let's go. We'll go in quick order. Twix, Skittles, peanut M&Ms. Oh, shut the fuck up. I mean, I love them. Don't get me wrong. They're one of my favorite things ever.
They're not number three.
But they're not. I don't think. My thing is, I don't think of Halloween when I think of peanut M&Ms.
No,
like you definitely think of Reese's.
Those are like what you have around the office, like just to fucking munch on.
Oh yeah, and it's to me it's like one of the greatest snacks of all time, but not on this list. So Twix, Skittles, peanut M&Ms, Starburst, Reese's, Milky Way.
Reese's have to go up top.
Kit Kat's got to go higher too. Yeah, regular M&Ms. Regular M&Ms I'd put on the top 10 worst list, and it's not because they suck. It's just not what I want
for
Halloween.
Not
for Halloween. I'll take the peanut M&Ms.
I think I'm going to have to go top three for me. I'll just break it down quickly.
Yeah.
Reese's, Twix, and the Kit Kat. And then after that, Starbursts maybe.
Oh, yeah. Snickers aren't even on here. I just fucking realized that. I'm kind of annoyed now.
Snickers has to be on there.
Yeah. Snickers is Milky Way, with nuts, basically.
So, Snickers has to go right after that. So.
I would go Reese's 1, Reese's 2. Reese's 3. Now I'd go Reese's 1, and then I'd go Snickers 2, and then I think I'd go Kit Kat 3, Twix 4, especially if they have the peanut butter Twix.
Yeah, peanut butter Twix are amazing.
Yeah.
They just brought those back,
too. Take 5. Anybody has, like, Take 5 or anything like that? It's kind of a wild card one.
Starbursts randomly are up there from, but I hate Skittles.
See, for me, Starbursts, if they're just all strawberry, the pink ones.
The pink ones?
If they're always
I like
pink.
The cherry ones.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, I like cherry ones.
Cherry's, like, top two or three for me, for sure.
The lemon and cherry are my favorite, too.
You like lemon, okay.
Yeah,
lemons are the throwaway ones for me.
Really? the pink ones, I think, might be the throwaway ones. Yeah. The pink ones are the throwaway ones for me.
That was their joke. At 1 year, they did an ad campaign about how the most popular flavor, supposedly, is the pink one, the strawberry one. And the whole joke was like about manly men liking the pink one or whatever and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that I just can't put Skittles on there. I'm not a... Skittles are just like...
I like them, but...
It's like eating sugar clumps.
I think back then I did. As a kid, I would probably put Skittles in the top 10 list. That would, from a fruit standpoint, I would put like the Starburst on the Skittles, I think.
Yeah, Starburst would have to go above Skittles. Way above Skittles.
They used to have the two Starbursts in the little pack. That's how they'd come for the
Halloween
size.
Yeah, I forgot about those.
And I was always like, damn it, double lemon. Come on.
Yeah, you always... everyone get the double of any flavor.
Yeah,
like, exactly. I got to have something to offset the other
one. Exactly.
Why would you do this to me? Your house sucks.
all right. Well, I guess we could wrap things up since we had such a good, long, awesome interview with Senor Burr. Do we have anything that we also wanted to touch on?
Just small teenage women. Get it? Touch on? No?
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. It's still my favorite, like, perverted line is from, Me, Myself, and Irene when he introduces himself.
Yeah.
He's like, name's Hank. Four little girls. So true.
That has to be one of the most underrated movies, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the story sucked, but it was
hilarious. Yeah,
the
story sucked, but it's right there with Anchorman for me. Like, because the fucking quotes throughout it, like.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Get a little extra cheese in your taco.
Yeah, exactly.
Vegetil.
I wish I could remember some of the lines, some of my favorite Hank lines. Yeah, the Vegetil one's funny. But there's a few random, like,
ones. Yeah, it's just a small one. And then Whitey had some of the funniest lines, too, but.
Yeah.
It's just one of those movies you can watch the whole time, man.
right. I still think of that. Oh, little girl. I always think of that when I, like, name's Hank. All right. We're going to...
Jesus, Hank, their dicks are the size of goddamn sausages. Water just beads up on their hair.
Yeah. You ever notice they're really tan all year round? Well, my great-grandmother's half Italian, so what are you trying to say, Hank?
What are you trying to say?
Oh, God, I just thought of my favorite line. Dude, the black kids were hilarious in that movie, too. And they're like, oh, you better watch yourself. You're going to be up in Stanford with them sling blade motherfuckers. yeah, those kids are fucking
funny.
That's
the end of our Me, Myself, and I Read Theater.
Yeah. I feel like I'm missing one, though. I wish I could remember it. It was such a good line, too. It was a Hank line, I think. And he's like, easy, my little pussy fart. whoa, cheese tits. All right, we're going to let you guys go. Thank you for listening. Any bold predictions this weekend for football?
Nothing
Houston
bold.
Houston beating Indy?
I can see that.
Buffalo beating Cleveland, or like the Bills.
The Raiders destroying the Eagles.
It's a weird line.
Yeah, that is.
The Raiders will be destroying the
Raiders will destroy the Eagles. I predict that Terrell Pryor will actually be player of the week this week.
Yeah?
Yeah. Their defense is that bad. Their defense is that bad.
Yeah, I almost picked him up because in my one league, I needed to pick up a quarterback. It's a weird one that I don't even really pay attention to, and I realize I didn't have a back quarterback, and Stafford's been fucking slinging it this year.
Yeah, he's been crushing it.
That's all it is. Calvin Johnson's been
catching
everything that comes near him.
That motherfucker's bad.
Yeah, 329. It was like not even... Like,
he wasn't even trying.
Yeah.
He was just like, all right, throw me the ball. I'll go wherever you want me to catch it.
I can't believe... Who's the dude on the friggin'
Dez Bryant?
No, not Dez Bryant. The guy who has the record. There's some guy who's not that good, but he would like have these random good games. It was like 363 is the record or something.
Oh, isn't like that? Yeah. I didn't know what the record was.
Oh, I wish I could remember who it was. I'm going to Google it.
It's probably Hines Ward or something like that.
Oh, God. Most yards in the game. Such a likable guy, too.
Yeah, but the stupid smile he always has.
Yeah, that's because he's Asian. They got that kind of smile.
Yeah, it's a little racist, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, it's more like the slanted... Yeah, I'm just going to get more racist as I go here, huh?
Completely alienating anybody in your office at this point.
Flipper, that's who it was. Yeah. Yeah, he was good. He was good. He wasn't like at that level where
he was good for his era.
Yeah,
he was good for his era. And there's going to be a lot of guys in this era, too, they're going to say the same thing about because, I mean, you're throwing it 50 times a game.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not going to be a lot of Hall of Famers out of this era, I don't think.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, too. I mean, they'll just be the top few. They'll be Calvin Johnson, obviously, on that list.
Have they put, what's his name in the Hall of Fame yet? Redskins?
Art Monk,
yes.
Yeah. I think he eventually made it. It was like one of his last years.
Yeah, dude, that was the biggest fucking, like...
Dude, how many guys have 300-plus yards receiving in 1950? I didn't think they threw it that much.
Yeah, but when they did throw it, you probably couldn't catch the guy. Like,
yeah.
The tackling was so
They're
bad.
Like, ooh, they let the Negro for that. Yeah. Nobody
that's
can get
him. That's a fast Negro. He's down the field, and he's in for the touchdown.
Lee Evans holding it down.
Lee Evans.
Quadri. Kadri Ishmael. Such a disappointment. He shows up. That's right. That was when he was playing for the Ravens.
Yeah.
That's probably the most yards Trent Dilfer's ever thrown for.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll let you guys go. We'll see you in 2 weeks. I believe. No, we're not going to have Chip Chandry next time, but we're going to have him coming up. He's coming into the studio. Nicholas Elmy is coming in. We're also going to have some pretty big calls coming up, and we have a huge announcement. So pay attention to the website. Really, really big announcement. We're excited about multiple star event type thing, but we'll let you know soon.
Including us, since we are
stars. We'll talk for about 5 seconds at the beginning of the event, and then we'll pass it on, and we'll take all the credit for it.
Yeah, we will.
All right, so we'll see you in a couple weeks. Check out comedyfoodsports.com again for that contest. If you didn't hear the contest, start it over. Don't fast forward through my intro, and then you'll hear what it is. And lastly... Be sure to check out our site over the next couple of weeks. We're going to be adding a lot more articles, doing a lot more content, all that good stuff. And until next time, I say good day.
Hey yo, I send this to all of my corporate corpses, trying to abort the thoughts of coming out wildin', dumbing out time to off the office. I was surely sort of twisted, worked at a TV studio and audio assistant. Easy, do my duty, though at times was in a mean mood. How'd I gotta be cool? I was on the brink of fiends, drooled, living at the green room. Made a brother the same color, but beyond neon, pushing me to pee on, balking the dreams to be gone. Turning to the talent, and many they haven't any. Was especially a challenge when he be like, God damn it, can he hear this vocal? As he cuffing it, how my mic sound? Thinking on the low is perfect when he put the mic down. Clown stand steady, grilling, wanting subservience. Sound man burying, thinking I'd fucking murder them and steaming as I'm watching through. Leaving on some high pursuit, gotta win. As these cats be modeling what not to do.
Get a wake up, 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 get a wake up.
6 in the morning and the walls closing. High noon calls and the walls on him. Kings at the ready, not a wars won't win. Harbinger for gore, right. Gore's my harbinger, part of the art of war, right. Get your doors darkened by the house of card carpenters, who never thought a slave could be a Spartacus in war. Pencil sharpener with a resume for the carnivores, who take important conference calls and corner office walls. Still a buck is a buck and he punch numbers. 5 punch, just say no to company functions. And he duck into the dungeons. Nothing says kill it like a day of fetching paperclips and staplers for the privileged. 2 lives, one is chores for whores. One is where I wanna be when you begin regretting yours. And I board him with a large call, be tardy every morning to a man who took authority beyond what it was for. How you gonna pay the rent, day job free? Make rap records, matter of fact, thanks,
get a wake up, get a wake up.